The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Oh, man, it's difficult, is it not? Difficult and getting more difficult. This is Steve Noble, The Steve Noble Show. Welcome back. Wherever you get your podcast, you can grab the show from whenever. Search by topics if you go to the website, thestevenobleshow.com. Also on Facebook Live. We're back on YouTube Live today, but they'll probably bounce me off by the end of the show. Because I talk about things other than the talking points of the progressive left, the federal government, Pope Fauci et al. So when you do that on Facebook, we wouldn't want to get away with it on Facebook. No, they probably heard me say that. But on YouTube, man, when we had the lawyer on, a Christian lawyer talking about vaccine mandates, and we got bounced saying medical misinformation spewed about. Ugh, unbelievable. But yeah, American meltdown. There's so many different things going poorly, to say the least. And then, of course, we had Hurricane Ida, which is still making a mess down in the South, and just continue to pray. There's so much to pray about, and that's one of those things that for us as Christians, and I hope you're a follower of Jesus Christ who knows him, through the power of the Holy Spirit and regeneration in your life, being born again, there's a bunch of different biblical terms that we could use there. And if that's confusing for you, please send me an email if you're not sure if you died today that you would go to heaven and you want some help with that, just email me. I'd love to have a conversation with you. Steve@thestevenobleshow.com. You ever want to send me an email? That's the easy way to do it. Steve@thestevenobleshow.com. But an attitude of prayer, pray without ceasing, as Paul said, which doesn't mean sitting in your room and praying 24/7. It just means having an open attitude and access to prayer, because if you're in Christ, you have direct access to the Father through the Son. Walk right into the throne room, throw the doors open. Hi, Dad, I'd like to talk to you about something. That's the access you have. So whether we're talking about Hurricane Ida, what's going on with the vaccines, the vaccine mandates, children, whether we're talking about Afghanistan and the nightmare there, yesterday watching live as those bodies came home, our soldiers, men, and I believe one woman, the lady that took the viral picture holding an Afghani baby, and all that mess that's out there. And so these things, as you encounter them and your temperature goes up and you're frustrated or you're struggling, make sure you just pray. It doesn't have to be some long, eloquent thing. The Lord knows your heart. But that attitude of prayer we need to have. And in these days that are getting quickly darker, remember the gospel. Okay, the only hope really for America and is for Americans, and for Americans, it's the hope that's only found in the gospel of Jesus Christ. So remember that. So here's a couple of things I want to do, and I want to open up the phones as well. So number one on the Afghanistan mess, watching yesterday, and then unfortunately for President Biden, he made that George Bush 41 mistake, and he looked at his watch. Everybody's got their hands on their chest. He has his right hand on his heart as these caskets go by, and as the last one comes by, there's a dignified name for what they call that transfer. They're not in their actual final coffins. They're transferring their remains. And he makes the colossal screw-up that politicians should be well aware of, and you don't fumble around, and you sure don't look at your watch. I mean, I was watching that yesterday, very quiet with my wife. We were both disgusted watching this. It was heartbreaking, especially when you're remembering how young these people were. 20, 21, 22, we have a 16-year-old, a 20-year-old, a 23-year-old, and a 26-year-old. And just about all of them were young. We're right in between our number two and number three. It's heartbreaking. And I think it was when the last one was taken to these trucks. It was really somber but beautiful and deeply respectful. And then President Biden looks down at his watch. You just either you're tone deaf, or you're just losing it, or you don't care. And I don't think he doesn't care. I don't know what he's capable of at this point. But that's just not a mistake you make. And he did. So if you've had if you've been personally affected by this train wreck in Afghanistan, and tomorrow sometime in the afternoon, but 12 midnight Afghani time, when we're officially going to be pulling everything out, all our people, quote unquote, military on the ground. But if you've been personally affected by that, if you've served in Afghanistan, if you know somebody that's been there and is struggling with this, or somehow tied to the people, the 13 that we lost last week, to the suicide bomber. And I just want to give you the room today. If you just want to call in and share what's on your heart and mind, you want to tear into the government, whatever you want to do, I want to give you that space today on the show. So if you've been personally affected by this Afghanistan, maybe you served there, you have a family member that served there, somebody that's been there recently, maybe somehow I have friends here in Raleigh that know one of the families that lost their, I think it was their son, to that terrorist attack. And so I just want to give you the room. If you want to take some airtime today, I want to give that to you. I'm not giving you anything that's mine anyway. It's all the Lord's. 866-348-7884 if you'd like to share, because you have a personal attachment to what's been going on in Afghanistan via the military. Then I want to invite you to call in and share whatever is on your heart. 866-348-7884. If you just have comments about the military, but you're not actually personally involved, then I don't want you to call. Okay? Maybe another day. But today, if you're personally involved via the U.S. military with Afghanistan, past or present, then I would humbly invite you to call in and share whatever you feel like sharing with the rest of us, because we probably need to hear from people like you. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 is the number, 866-34-TRUTH. But I also want to open up the phones. If you have children in the public school system or grandchildren in the public school system, what do you do with this? Okay. So Fauci, Pope Fauci, as I like to call him, is now backing COVID-19 vaccine mandates for all U.S. school children. Okay. Quote, "I believe that mandating vaccines for children to appear in school is a good idea," Fauci told CNN's State of the Union program. "We've done this for decades and decades, requiring polio, measles, mumps, rubella, hepatitis," that's like MMR, "vaccinations. Except, sir, the big difference between polio, measles, mumps, rubella, hepatitis is those actually are significant killers of children. Whereas COVID-19 in its original strand and now in the Delta is not." I'll get to those numbers here in a second. A brand new study that just came out of Stanford, two doctors at Stanford in the research wing there, going back through something I've done umpteen times in the last 14 months, is looking at the actual survival rates for people in various age strata. So when Fauci's here, I think there's a reasonable chance, he said, that they're going to do this because Moderna and Pfizer are going to get FDA clearance for kids under 12 before the upcoming holiday season, as we go into the flu season, which apparently is dead now. And then what are you going to do if the federal government puts pressure on the state schools, the school system, via grants, Title IX money, and they say, "We're not going to give you money," which is going to kill them. "We're not going to give you money unless you mandate vaccines for children, all schools." We'll talk about that when we come back.
Oh, angels sent from above. You know you made
Welcome back. It's Steve Noble. The Steve Noble, great to be with you. Continue to pray for everything going on in Afghanistan. Okay, everything. And then we have Hurricane Ida, which is still wreaking havoc as it comes up the southern part of the U.S. and through New Orleans on the anniversary of Katrina. I mean, this is just horrific. And on this one thing, thank God, U.S. airstrike hits a suicide bomber and vehicle going to Kabul airport. That was just a couple of things. I was on the 29th. So the truck on its way, and they took it out. And, you know, they killed somebody else the other day. And then I saw, because of all the stuff we've given, that's been given over, handed over to the Taliban now, there was footage today. I haven't been able to confirm it, that them flying a Black Hawk helicopter over Kabul with somebody they hung underneath it. Our Black Hawk, by the way. So I'll get to that. But again, I want to invite you, if you have a personal tie to Afghanistan via the U.S. military and would like to share something, I want to open the phone to you today and give you that space if you want to talk about that. Maybe somebody that's currently involved, maybe you are somehow connected to one of these 13 soldiers that paid that ultimate price. And I would put that squarely in the care, custody, and control of the commander-in-chief and the heads of the armed forces. And if you want to share about that, you just want to call in, I want to give you the opportunity to do that. 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884, or 866-34-TRUTH. back to Fauci. So Fauci, I believe that mandating vaccines for children to appear in school is a good idea. After all, we've done this for decades and decades, requiring polio, measles, mumps, rubella, hepatitis vaccinations, which is true, right? Most of us, our kids go to school, go to kindergarten, go to preschool, whatever. And they're like, oh, your kid's got to have the vaccinations. And it's those MMR, polio. And you're like, okay, fine, whatever. Those have been around forever. And those diseases, by the way, when they first came out, were actually deadly, very dangerous. But for our children, ages 0 to 19, newborn to 19 years of age, covers all kindergarten through 12th grade, the actual survival rate, if you want to write this down so you can help people not freak out, 0 to 19, the actual survival rate, starting counting all the way back to spring of last year, 99.9973%. So if you're 15-year-old, you go to high school and you get COVID, you have a 99.9973% chance of survival. Actually, your odds of dying are worse from a lightning strike, a car accident, or just falling. A fall, literally. Okay, I've looked those numbers up too. But we don't, and the flu, by the way, is worse for 0 to 19 in terms of death numbers. But you have a 99.9973% chance of survival, yet Fauci, Pope Fauci, is all right making the vaccine mandatory for kids to be able to go to school because he's talking about the FDA. By the time we hit the holidays, the end of the year, they're going to give clearance for 12 kids, 12 and under, to get the vax. And then he's fine with mandating it. Now, how can the federal government do that? They just tie it to the money. So the federal government gives a ton of money via Title IX. There's a lot of different avenues that the federal government funds education, which is how you get federal education mindset implemented on a state and local level, is by tying it to the money. You want the Title IX money, you got to jump through some hoops. That's how this game is played. And so they just say, we're not going to fund you anymore if you're going to be part of the national health pandemic of COVID-19 and you're killing children and parents and teachers. That's how they're going to play this, okay? And then there's plenty of school systems that are going to go right down this road. They've already proven that. But if you have a kid, newborn through 19, and they get COVID, their survival rate is 99.9973%. In their 20s, 20 to 29, 99.986%. 99.986% survival. This is two Stanford doctors just updated these numbers. In their 30s, 30 to 39, you have a 99.969% chance of survival. If you're 40 to 49, you have a 99.918% chance of survival. I shared this earlier on my Facebook pages, by the way, so you can go look at that. 0 to 19, 99.9973% chance of survival. 20 to 29, 99.986% chance of survival. 30 to 39, 99.969% chance of survival. 40 to 49, 99.918% chance of survival. You don't drop beneath 99%. Percent chance of survival until you hit 70. 70 plus, somewhere between 94.5% survival and 97.6% survival. Okay, so it's about a 5.5% mortality rate if you're over 70 and over. Okay, and that is a serious deal. You get a 5% chance of dying if you get COVID and you're 70 or over. That's serious. That's why I've said since March of last year, unfortunately, Fauci and the federal government, including Trump at the time, brought an atom bomb to a knife fight. Let's just carpet bomb the entire country with respect to COVID and now vaccines, as opposed to looking at the actual numbers and going, okay, why are we worried about kids? Why are we masking children? Again, it's not 100% survivability rate. So unfortunately, heartbreakingly, as a parent, any child that gets severely ill or dies from COVID is a tremendous tragedy, right? A tremendous tragedy. I've said that from the start. Anybody that dies from it, it's a tragedy. That was unexpected. Now, when you get past 80 years of age, that's not as tragic because you're already past the average age lifespan in America, okay? So, and it can be very serious. People can get really, really ill. There's terrible stories all over the place. But you have to, if you're going to be clear thinking and rational, and as a Christian, to drive to the truth and not to promote fear, which is not loving your neighbor very well if you're promoting fear, you have to deal rationally with the actual numbers. And our kids, 19 and under, have a 99.9973% chance of survival. So why are we doing what we're doing? Why is Fauci doing this? And somebody on Facebook Live reminded us that, you know, I think Pfizer this year is going to make, I don't know, $35 billion. It's pretty good business when you control both the supply and the demand. You control the demand by fear-mongering, and you control the supply because it's your stuff, right? And there's only a couple different options, Pfizer, Moderna, and then the J&J, which is a different kind. But mRNA, Pfizer, and Moderna. Wow, that's a pretty good business, right? Now, again, do you know the average age of the public school teacher across America? The average age. Because we talk about protecting teachers too, right? Got to protect teachers. You can't just send your little jihadi kids in there with the COVID, which is going to, they're going to set this time bomb off, and there's going to be lots of teachers that die. Do you know what the, so the average rate public school teachers across America is 42. That's the average age, 42. Let's go back to the numbers. So if you're 42 and you get COVID, you have a 99.918% chance of survival. So let me ask you a question. If you're 42 and you're going to get on the plane, we're going to fly you, my expense, from Raleigh to LA. And I say, okay, before you get on the plane, a couple things. You might encounter turbulence. You might have a bit of a bumpy ride. At some point in the ride, you might be thinking that this plane is going down. But we know for a fact that you have a 99.918% chance of arriving safely in LA. 99.918% chance the plane will make it to LA, land safely, you'll arrive safely. You may have a bumpy ride, but you got a 99.918% chance of survival. Do you get on the plane? Of course you do, unless you're irrational, refuse to deal with reality, or you just have the spirit of fear controlling you, and all of those are bad things. But would we get on the plane? Of course you would. We'll pick it up there when we come back.
There's a man going around taking names.
And it's not me. And welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Great to be with you. Talking about, what are you going to do? So let me open up the phones for the rest of the show. And if you have a, if you're directly related to everything that's been going on in Afghanistan in the last 20 years via the military, and you would like to speak out about what we've been witnessing and continue to witness, then feel free to call in. I would be honored to give you the time to share whatever you want to share. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's say, and it looks like they're going to go in this direction, Pope Fauci is all for mandating vaccines for kids 12 and under because he's saying the FDA will approve that by the end of the year. So let's say second semester in January, they say for your child to come back to school, public school, private school, wherever they go, they have to get vaccinated. And the FDA has approved it. So it's like measles, mumps, rubella, polio. It's just like, and you didn't put up a fight then, so you shouldn't put up a fight now. What would you do? So if you have kids or grandkids in the public school system or private school that you think would probably go down this road, and the federal government can put pressure on the school system via Title IX and money. Okay, they just say, we're not going to fund you unless you take care of this public health crisis that they call COVID-19. What would you do? If you have, really, if you have kids, children in the school system right now, in the public school system, and they say, they have to get vaccinated or they can't come back. What would you do? That's my question. I really want to know. But you have to have kids. If you're homeschooling already, we already know your answer. So you don't need to call in. God bless you for homeschooling. We're a homeschool family. But if you have kids in public school, what would you do if all of a sudden they say, in order to come back in January, they have to be vaccinated? The FDA gave approval, so you got to do it. Just like you did with polio, measles, mumps, rubella, hepatitis. Even though those were all killers, and what we've been talking about with the reality of the numbers is that COVID for kids high school and under is not a killer. As a matter of fact, you have a 99.9973% chance of surviving, and you got a better chance of dying from a lightning strike than you do from COVID high school and under. So what would you do? 866-348-7884. Again, if you have kids in the school system, what are you going to do? And it could be college too, because I know several of you are dealing with the college issue. And the college says, you can't come back unless you're vaccinated. And then the federal government's like, we agree. And it goes there. What are you going to do? I want to hear from you if you have kids in the public school system. I'm curious to see how you're handling this. What are you thinking? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Again, I would prefer it if you actually have children in the school system or grandkids So if you're worried about your grandkids, what would you tell their parents? Or if it's you yourself and you have kids in the public school system and they come back with vaccine mandates, your kid can't come back to school unless they're vaccinated, what would you do? How would you handle that? 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. If they mandate vaccines in schools for COVID, which I think they will, then what do you do with that? Okay, I'm going to jump onto the callers here in a second, trying to make sure somebody's on hold so I can do that. And I want to hear from you. How are you going to handle that? Maybe you're thinking about it already. Maybe it hadn't crossed your mind, hadn't been on your radar screen yet, but it is now because Pope Fauci's like all for it. And if Dr. Anthony Fauci is all for it, then it has to happen, right? So what are you going to do? 866-34-TRUTH is the number. 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to John calling in from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. John, thanks so much for calling in. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for having me. Well, what are you going to do? You have no choice. and they have to mandate you to get a shot. It's just like I work in the hospital, and they said, my company said they can't mandate me to get a shot, but they won't let us back in the hospital.
How are you surprised, John, that we've gotten to this point in America where we have so little control over such big decisions?
No. I knew it was going that way when Biden took office. I knew it was going to be a cluster. Like I called in before, I'm a Democrat, but I voted a straight Republican ticket because I you can see the writing on the wall.
Oh man!
And the thing is, you know, when they have to bribe you to get something that you need,
yep,
it makes absolutely no sense. And it's like they got something up their sleeve and they're not telling us what's going on. It's scary.
It is. It's scary, and when they talk about people being vaccine hesitant, I'm like, no, I think I'm just a critical thinker that's not willing to trust the powers that be. And our governor, Governor Cooper, is like, hey, let's have a lotto. And if you got the vax, you might win $500,000 or $1 million, or you might get a $150,000 scholarship to college. I'm like, why? To your point, John, why do they need to bribe us? If this is the answer, exactly. Why do you have to bribe people? Yeah, I don't trust any of it either. It's really scary. John, thanks so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. God bless you. Have a good afternoon. Let's go to Vicky calling in from Winston-Salem as well. Vicky, thanks for calling. You're on with Steve. Go ahead.
Hi, Steve. I've given this a lot of thought, and they have to have a religious exemption in place. So that's the route that we plan on going. Already started to, you know, do the research and formulate a letter and that type of thing.
Yeah, because the thing that's really important for everybody to understand this when you're going to claim a religious exemption, it has to be a deeply held religious belief. So you actually have to be able to explain it yourself. Don't just grab some form off the internet, throw your name on it. It has to be something that you feel yourself. That was the whole point. It was about personal conviction. The thing that scares me about that, Vicky, is what do they do with these are all minors. So how do you get your 12-year-old to claim a religious exemption that they're claiming rather than their parent claiming? Because we see this now. They don't really care what we think as parents. And that's scary, too.
I totally understand that, you know, where you're going with that. But they are a minor.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, the parent still has rights over that child. And for us, you know, I've done some research in reference to the J&J. That one you did use aborted fetal material, and the other two, they used it in the experimentation of both of those products.
The development.
So, exactly. So with that being said, it goes against our religious and Christ-based belief in human life. And so I do believe that we will be able to get that done.
Yeah. Well, I certainly hope you're right. Vicky, thanks so much for calling in. I appreciate it. And one thing on that is, now watch, I'm here to be your friend, but I can play devil's advocate too. And you should be able to believe this at this point in what's going on in America. if they say, okay, well, let's talk about why have you never claimed a religious exemption previously for any of the other shots that you've gotten? Because we can find out. Have you gotten this one? Have you gotten that? Now you got kind of, you're dealing with HIPAA stuff and medical privacy, but that's getting thrown out the window, is it not? So you've gotten shots before that involved fetal tissue, not necessarily in their manufacture, but in the development of, and you didn't say anything then. Now, all of a sudden, you want to claim your religious exemption. Now, that I hope you don't think that sounds far-fetched, because it isn't. We cannot have a pre-9/11 mindset in a post-9/11 world. We need to be more imaginative and more skeptical than that. Just, I mean, they've blown the doors off any kind of government restraint in the last 16 months. We should all know that by now. Let's go to Kathy, who's calling in from High Point, North Carolina. Kathy, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yes. So my concern is that parents have to work. I'm a grandparent that shuttles grandchildren to and from school. But parents have to work, and I'm not able to keep a child and homeschool a child. It's a three-year-old I'm speaking of, and she just goes to a preschool program, but I don't feel like the vaccine is safe for children that young, but if parents have to work, what are we going to do?
And don't you know that the powers that be know that too? They know that the vast majority of people just can't pick up and go to homeschool, and the overwhelming majority of people can't afford private school, so they know. What are you going to do? They can fight and fuss for a little while, but sooner or later they're going to do what we tell them to do because they don't have a choice.
Right, right. It's very concerning. I have had the virus, so I have chosen not to be vaccinated yet, and my granddaughter's parents have chosen not to be vaccinated yet because they have escaped getting the virus yet, to their knowledge. They may have been asymptomatic and had it, but now here she is, the three-year-old, and you know what? I would be terrified if I was told I had to put that vaccine in a three-year-old.
Yep, terrified, but...
Yep.
Anthony Fauci doesn't have a problem with it. Thanks so much for calling, Kathy. I appreciate it. And God bless you for helping with your grandkids like that. And that's the thing. What are you going to do? That's the problem. So many people, you can't just pick up and homeschool. A lot of people, I would challenge that assertion and say, if you're a believer and you have the Holy Spirit, I think you'd be shocked at what you're capable of doing. The problem here is, and then Fauci, FDA approval, yada. Okay, all of that. Hey, mRNA, that technology's been around a while, blah, 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 developed 10 years ago. Blah. I understand that. But the one thing you cannot disagree with me on is that we only, at this point, have about 16 months worth of data from the very first time they started injecting test subjects. All we have is about 16 months worth of data on long-term impact of all three vaccines, and that ain't enough for me. We'll be right back. Well, there it is. Congratulations, President Biden. 24 hours early. Wow, he's ahead of schedule. Over and out. That's the breaking news. This one's on Fox News. Breaking news, over and out. Last plane carrying U.S. troops leaves Afghanistan after 20 years, U.S. officials say. The removal of U.S. troops ahead of schedule. Hey, high five. The Pentagon announced Monday that all U.S. troops have departed Afghanistan. Breaking. Last plane carrying American troops has departed Kabul. United States ends presence in Afghanistan after nearly 20 years. The question is, what did they leave behind? Meets the August 31st deadline. The Biden administration agreed. Do you know that President Biden originally wanted the deadline to be on September 11th? For what? Like a photo op? That's good messaging? 20 years to the day after 9/11, we've finally completed our mission. That you would set a date like that? It's sophomoric. It's irresponsible. It's heinous. Like, why are a bunch of these leaders in the Joint Chiefs of Staff and stuff still employed? Why haven't some of them just resigned in disgrace? But it's kind of like the perp walk we always wanted to see happen with Clintons and people like that, which just never happened. So just in case you're wondering... But the fate of those left behind remains a mystery. No kidding. With White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirming earlier Monday that a small number, get some air quotes going, everybody, a small number of Americans who want to leave remain in the country. Who want to leave. See ya. Sorry, you didn't get past the Taliban checkpoints? Aw, that's too bad. Sorry. So what do we leave behind? We've just created the most sophisticated, best armed army of Islamic jihadists in the history of the world. Have you seen this? The Taliban's new arsenal? I titled the show today, America, American Meltdown, because that's what's going on here, okay? And now the Brits and everybody are worried. NATO, you can't trust America, which is true at this point. Wow, isn't it amazing what a difference 8 or 9 months makes? Here's what we gave them. 22,174 Humvees. 634 M117s, so that's like a fighting armored vehicle, 155 mineproof vehicles, 169 M113 armored personnel carriers, 42,000 pickup trucks and SUVs, 64,363 machine guns, 64,000, 8,000 trucks, 162,000 radios. This is helpful. 16,000 night vision goggles, which you can't even buy here. 358,000 assault rifles. I don't hear Democrats saying anything about assault rifles in the hands of the Taliban. 126,000 pistols. And this is no big deal. 176 artillery pieces, you know, like cannons, right? Helicopters. So they left 33 UH-60 Blackhawks behind. If you saw that video earlier today that's out there, I haven't verified it, but it sure looks like it's a Blackhawk, an American Blackhawk flying over Kabul with a guy that was hung underneath it. So they got 33 of those. They got 33 MI-17s, which are a bigger version. They have 43 MD-530 helicopters. Those are the little smaller ones that cruise around. Oh, this is interesting. They have four. We left them four C-130 transports. You know, the big C-130s prop. 23 Embraer EMB Super Tucanos. That's like a little fighter. 28 Cessna 208s, you know, because the Taliban leaders like to fly around in style. And 10 Cessna AC-208 strike aircraft. 10 of those. Excellent. How about that? And so now, that's the headline. Last U.S. troops have departed Afghanistan. And ahead of schedule. So watch the White House try to spin that. Okay, here's CNN. Last U.S. military planes have left Afghanistan. This marks the end of a fraught, chaotic, and bloody exit from the longest war in U.S. history. So that's an interesting take on it. Let's go to MSNBC, see how they handle it. They haven't even put it up yet. Louisiana National Guard, they haven't put it up yet. Oh, here it is. America's longest war ends as last plane leaves Afghanistan. And they have the picture of Biden when he was got frustrated with Steve Ducey, and he put his head down and had his hands over his book thing. So they've got that there. Special coverage of the last U.S. plane leaves Afghanistan, and now, literally, quite literally, I'm sorry if this offends you, all hell will be breaking loose. Because this is the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, fundamentalist Islam is satanic to the core. And you're going to see satanic activity completely unleashed. And watch as the Biden administration tries to have a legitimate relationship with the Taliban. I mean, the Taliban said, no, you're going to stick to your date. And our commander-in-chief said, yeah, we're going to stick to our date. And somebody sent them a note already and said, hey, look, do we get extra credit? We got out 24 hours early. I know I'm sounding really snarky and nasty right now, but this is infuriating. So you're not allowed to be mad when you're a Christian. Is that the deal? It's just heartbreaking. Goodness gracious. So, and then Biden, Commander in Chief, this was last week, August 23rd, back to the COVID thing. Today, I'm calling on more companies in the private sector to step up with vaccine requirements that will reach millions more people. If you're a business leader, nonprofit leader, a state or local leader who has been waiting for full FDA approval to require vaccinations, I call on you now to do that. Require it. Do what I did last month. Require your employees to get vaccinated or face strict requirements or loss of job. Right? So that's coming. What's the one thing in the COVID conversation that's like the ultimate sacred cow that you can't talk about? We'll get that for a second. I want to go to John, who's calling in from Winston-Salem. Sorry, John, I got a little sidetracked there. Go ahead.
I don't blame you for getting sidetracked. There's a lot of treason going on when you arm your enemy instead of defeat your enemy.
No kidding.
We're going to have to pray about maybe some very drastic decisions. We have we're both working, but we're supposed to get get the vaccine. But I mean, excuse me, it's not a vaccine, the injection. I've requested a religious exemption, and I hope that everyone will be able to do that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm anticipating that that may become kind of like a yellow star in the future.
Yep.
On your sleeve. So
vaxxed or unvaxxed.
So I'm trying to figure out, are we going to have to take drastic action, somehow both retire and somehow help our kids homeschool these eight grandchildren.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
It is crazy, and the spirit of the age. And I think one of the challenges for a lot of people that are Christians, John, is that, you know, we know a little bit about end times. We know a little about eschatology. We just never really thought we'd get a taste of it. But we're definitely getting a taste of it now. To have no control and to be ordered about, and even down to the point where you can't buy and sell certain things because you don't have a vaccine. I mean, it's 5 years ago, that all seems still kind of outlandish. But today, it's just the norm. It's heartbreaking.
Well, I did have someone that I ran into today that said, look at this. The corporations have made all their money, and now they're ready to cash in. And I hope that there's still a few corporations that won't go along with the vaccine things. And I wanted to ask you, is the legislature going to do anything to keep us from having vaccine passports in this state?
Well, the challenge right now is they do not have a veto-proof majority. So they and I'll have Matthew Winslow on, who's a great Christian brother. He's in the House. He's going to be on Friday, and we're going to have that conversation. But anything they pass, the Governor Cooper can veto it, and they don't have enough votes to override his veto. They'd have to get some Democrats to come along with them.
Well, I was going to say, can we, the people, put enough pressure on the legislators to override any veto and get something done, because the passports is the one of the last straws.
That's right, and that would come down to the people and what their will is, and because there's like Ronald Reagan used to say, you either make them see the light or you make them feel the heat. So they're going to have to fear for their jobs, and then they're going to have to fear for the economy, because what's going to happen? We're going to see this in New York. You got a lot of small businesses in New York banding together now to do a class action lawsuit. Because when de Blasio and those guys start, I think it's September 13th, where you can't get into a restaurant, a theater, go see a Broadway show unless you've got proof of vaccination. And if they're only at about 50% vaccinated, you just said to half the population there, you can't frequent these restaurants. They're going to destroy small businesses all over the place. But they don't care. They've never cared about that. But will people stand up and say, okay, enough is enough, this far and no further? We'll see. I'm not hopeful about that, but you're right. It's going to take some drastic action by regular folks to get the attention of the people that we elected allegedly to do the job. John, thanks for calling in. Those are all great points.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And that's the question. What are you willing to do? And for a lot of people, hey, we retire early. We figure out a way to help homeschool our eight grandchildren. Where do you think you live? What is this? Where are we? Yeah, the spirit of the age, clearly, as we are, I think it seems at an increasing rate, rocketing towards the day of the Lord. And I'm not going to get into an argument about, are you pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, dispensational, blah, blah, blah. One day Jesus is coming back, everybody, and he comes back, and he's going to settle every score. 100% absolute justice will be done. Every sin, every infringement will be paid for, either by Jesus because somebody accepted him, or they'll pay it themselves. And that day will come. Come, Lord Jesus. But in the meantime, things are spinning fast, rapidly, out of control. And our faith hasn't cost us much. And there's Christians that get the vaccine. That's fine. You do what you feel led to do. But forcing them to quit their jobs, to lose their ability to provide for their families, to put a 10-year-old on the chopping block for a vaccine that's only got 16 months worth of data that we know in terms of long-term effects. This is not the United States of America anymore, friends. It just isn't. This is Steve Noble and the Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.